Monday through Friday, daily devotional. Welcome to the devotional, and here we see in Genesis chapter 32 how Jacob wrestled with God. And here it is important to see that wrestling with God, and afterwards God changed Jacob's name and said, "Thou name shall be no longer Jacob, but Israel," meaning struggles with God. This is the supreme crisis of his life as he struggles with Esau and God, past and future, with fear and faith. Now, this is a turning point of Jacob. When we are told that Jacob wrestled with God and prevailed, he did not wrestle with God, but God wrestled with him. He divided his family and put a person in front to appease Esau. He did not go in front himself, as the Bible said, "The elder shall serve the younger." He did not rest on that promise. It was not big enough for him. Jacob, as you see, was a very cunning person. He was deceitful and cunning. He trusted in his own strength to get his wife from Laban. He was a poor, sinful creature that depended on his own strength. The angel touched his hip socket, and Jacob's hip was put out of joint as he wrestled with him. When his thigh was out of joint, when he fully felt his own weakness, then not until then is he brought to say, "I will not let thee go except thou bless me." He had full confidence in his own strength, but God at last humbled him. And here we see that God humbled him, and because he cannot depend on his own strength, God showed that his strength cannot, in his own strength, he cannot do anything. We need God's strength. So, beloved, we see here, even when we are weak, you know, that's the time we receive the blessings of God. When we think that we are strong, we can do everything on our own, well, that's the time we show that when God wrestles with us, and God shows that we are no match for him. And we need to ask God's blessings all the time. When we ask God's blessings, that is the time we realize we are poor and we are weak and we cannot do anything without Jesus. Amen.
Stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of